just say I would be happy to debate Del Toto any time. It's been about a year and a half since we last debated, and as is the case with the Phoenix station down there, he refuses to debate, and that's why they started asking him for his background material and where did he get his PhD from, and of course he hasn't responded to those. And Art Bell won't have me on the show, but I'll have to have Art Bell answer that reason why. You know, I'm not going to draw any conclusions, but I'd be happy.
You tried to get on Art's program?
Many, many times. Many people have called in. They've written to Art, and it's in the case of one guy who called in who was another radio host just to check this out, all of a sudden the phone got disconnected, which was rather convenient.
As soon as he mentioned your name?
Yes, exactly. And I know that Art Bell also called this Phoenix station to put pressure on them because I was going to be on the air. And this was prior to the stunt they pulled down there with this Richard Hoagland analysis and his claim that we didn't land on Mars. Art Bell was very concerned that I was going to be on the number one radio talk show in that area prior to this event because it might hurt the Gates, since, as in the proceeds. And since Art Bell is investing to a degree with Richard Hoagland, he was concerned about that enough to call and put pressure on the station regarding me being there. The station, you know, bid back, essentially, said, no, thank you, we're not going to, you know, tolerate this.
You got this direct from station management personnel.
Yes, in fact, I have a copy of the letter they sent to Del Toto outlining 10 points, saying, you know, where's your stuff, and if you don't come on with Cal, then we're going to put him on by himself, and here's your chance, and he's not responded, and I'm going to go on the show in a few days, and if Del Toto shows up, fine. If he doesn't, that's fine, too.
This is interesting. Now, that was, I think, on July 14th, the Richard Hoagland Phoenix extravaganza, wasn't it?
Yes.
I believe it was the 14th.
Yes.
That was carried, I am told, at least part and parcel live on Art's program that night.
Yes.
So what you're saying was it seems like there was an effort made to not tarnish the product before it could be trotted out on national radio, if I'm reading it right here.
Absolutely. In fact, I don't know what it is that Del Toto or Art Bell are so concerned about, because if they're playing it straight up and I'm playing it straight up, none of us should have any fear. I think the American people as a whole deserve to have both sides aired and then let them decide the issues. If Jim Del Toto doesn't want to debate the issues, then the American people lose and Jim Del Toto loses. But as far as what Art Bell's doing, I was just amazed and shocked that he called not one but three radio stations, another one I was on up in the Seattle area, and voiced the same concerns.
Give me a paraphrase of the concerns again, that you shouldn't be allowed on the radio because?
Because he threatened to pull their affiliation. In other words, he wasn't going to be allowed their station to carry his show anymore if people like Cal Korf, quote-unquote, were allowed to be on there.
You're kidding me. Is this true?
This is absolutely true. This is absolutely true.
Well, I'm very surprised. I know you have never misrepresented anything to my knowledge on this program or in your books, and if this is the kind of heavy-handedness that's going on in the business, it would seem that this is not in the best interest of bringing the truth to light for the American people to decide what's really going on.
No, it's not. In years, this isn't the first time I've spoken about this publicly, because I now know the names of the stations, and I've got this documentation.
All right. Cal Korf, forget.